This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you, when you see no proof that your prayer is being answered. Previously, we've talked about trusting God in His silence and use Lazarus' death as an example. Recall that before Jesus restored Lazarus' life, he was silent. What we see is that God is usually silent before he moves in a miraculous and unforeseen way, such as in the case of Lazarus. Recently, I was studying in the book of Habakkuk, and he takes the idea of trusting God in his silence one step further. Habakkuk teaches us that when the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vine, to still rejoice in the Lord. Now, if I'm to be completely honest, that verse spoke to me in a very personal way. And I don't know if you're like me, but there have been those times when I trust God, but sometimes with a hint of attitude. In my heart, I've been like, okay, God, I've been praying to you about this issue for some time now. Things appear to be getting worse, and you still haven't responded. I'm trusting you, but it's difficult to rejoice. But I see now that rejoicing is necessary because it will shift your mindset from the here and now, your current issue, to the miraculous outcome God has in store for you. When you can do this, it is a personal pronouncement that your faith has reached new heights. Tune into the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel today as I share how I turned my pouting into praising. But before you do, remember these words: though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vine, yet I will still rejoice in the Lord. Habakkuk 3:17. So today, rejoice.